Hello, Mina here, and I am super excited for another episode. In the last two episodes, I shared step one and step two, which are clarity and mindset, of my research-based framework, the Align Your Life Method. So if you haven't listened to the last few episodes, this method is what I use during sessions with clients to help to get them from where they are when they begin working with me, and then moving them into the direction of where they want to be in their career, the work they do, and their life. And so today I'll be talking about the last two steps together because they go hand in hand. So step three is action and step four is accountability. So I'm going to be talking about action and accountability. And I just want to share a quick story of something that just happened to me. So I live in a small, about 812 square foot apartment. I'm on the second floor. When I first was starting the trailer of my podcast, I was trying to figure out where the best sound quality was. I have a friend who is a musician and he's a choir director of a church at the moment. And he's also has a bachelor's in music and he was helping me to test out the sound. I have a podcast mic that I invested in and I got from Amazon. And so what ended up happening is we were trying all different placements for my sound. I tried it in the bedroom. Then he said, go into a closet. Do you have a closet? I said, aha, I got a walk-in closet. So I went into the walk-in closet, but I was facing the bedroom as I was recording. And he was like, you're getting an echo. And then he said, go as far back as you can. Go into the clothes. And my clothes are on the hanger. So literally, I have my mic on like a little three drawer bin where I keep some different clothing items. And then it's on top of it, the podcast mic. And then I move some of the clothing so it's not touching the mic, but it's kind of barricading the mic. And that's the best sound quality. And just before recording, I was going to grab a pen just in case if I had to jot some notes down or whatever the case might be. And next to my nightstand is a calendar, and it's a calendar that has daily quotes. And a lot of times I forget to turn the page for the next day or the next date. I was like, oh, I forgot to do it today. And today it said, they're all inspirational quotes. It said, be happy with your beautiful life. And it got me thinking, how many times do we worry about what if we can't find that job? What if we're stuck in a job that isn't fulfilling to us? What if our boss scrutinizes us? What if I can't get clients if you're running a business? What if it doesn't work out? And we're stuck in the negativity that we forget to be happy with our beautiful life. So before we get started, I want to remind you, be happy with your beautiful life, because oftentimes all that worry is causing us stress. It causes us anxiety. It can cause us health problems. And then in the end, oftentimes the outcome is better than we could ever imagine. So be happy with your beautiful life. And on that note, let's get started. Hi, and welcome to the Love Life Now podcast. I'm your host, Mina Eithal, a certified holistic life coach and the founder of Love Life Now Coaching. I'm on a mission to help women find balance and joy in the work they do and the life they live, because I used to be you. Over the course of 11 years, I experienced debilitating anxiety as a result of being scrutinized by principals in my career as an elementary classroom teacher. This left me feeling unfulfilled in my career. My clients come to me because they also feel unfulfilled in their careers. We have experienced anxiety about work, the Sunday night scaries or blues as I call it, hitting snooze over and over because we didn't want to start our workday, and lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities in the workplace. Luckily, I found a way out, and I'd like to share it with you because life is not meant to be wasted away constantly worrying or dreading work, and you're also not meant to overwork yourself to the point of burnout. Instead, you're meant to enjoy and fully embrace joyful moments. In this podcast, I will be discussing what has helped my clients and I find fulfillment in the work we do. There is a way out, and it certainly doesn't have to be spent living with fear, anxiety, or dread for your workday. In fact, I am confident that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do, and you too can look forward to each and every day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Now let's get started. So I want to start by saying, when we are stuck in a negative mindset or thought pattern, we often feel stuck or fearful, and therefore we're less able to take action or take aligned action that's meant for you and works for you and for your lifestyle. So for example, not everyone does well going to exercise classes. I love exercise classes. As I've said in a previous podcast episode, I go to exercise classes 6 days a week at my gym, but that doesn't work for everyone. Sometimes you're a runner and you love running outside. Sometimes you like to do YouTube videos that are exercise videos, or you might take a walk. You might just like to put some uplifting music and have a dance party. So you have to find what is going to work for you and for your lifestyle in order to take that aligned action. But when you're stuck or living in fear, you're less likely to take action, and you'll end up taking action from a place of fear. And I've had that happen to me many times. I'm not perfect. My clients have had that happen to them. They're not perfect. But taking aligned action means that we're more likely to see results. So I want to let you know that it's okay to be scared. I've been scared many times. But remember what I said in the last episode, episode 5, Mindset Matters. Fear keeps us small and safe. It doesn't help us to expand and grow. And I'm going to say that again. Fear keeps us small and safe. It doesn't allow us to expand and grow. So if you want change in your career, job, or even your business, if you're a business owner, you must take action. And it must be aligned action, action that's going to work for you and not against you, so that you're not always constantly hitting a brick wall or feeling stuck, or you're always feeling like things aren't working out for you. So say you're job hunting and you constantly are looking for jobs, but you don't find your right fit to apply to, and you constantly hit a brick wall and you're thinking, how am I going to find the right fit job for me? Is it going to happen? And then all you're seeing is the negativity, or you're just feeling stuck, that you're seeing no possibility instead of tremendous possibility. So when you are feeling aligned, you're able to see possibility as well. So I want you to think of it as the rungs of a ladder. So we always have to start at the bottom, which is the floor. A ladder goes from bottom to top, and we always, as I said, start at the bottom on the floor, and we work our way up one step at a time. So when you take action and it's aligned action, you're moving up the ladder from bottom to top. So the top is your ultimate goal. What do you want to accomplish? And it doesn't happen overnight. So if you want to find a more fulfilling job for yourself, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. One of the things you can do is have some and help you to tweak your resume, maybe a resume coach or someone who works in human resources or a career counselor. And that's helping you to get one step up in the rung of a ladder. Then when you create a list of the type of jobs that you might want to have that might be more fulfilling to you than your current job, and you start to look for those jobs, and then you start to apply to those jobs, you move up in the ladder. You might move up to step 2 or rung 2, then rung 3, then rung 4, and eventually you move to the top. But if you're living in fear, or you're feeling stuck, you're feeling like you can't accomplish this goal of finding a more rewarding job for yourself that brings you more balance and joy, then you're going to go down a step on the ladder, or you're going to even go all the way to the bottom. So when you're living in fear, or you are stuck in negative thoughts, and you're letting them get the best of you, you're not able to take action and rise above and move steps in the rungs of a ladder. So hopefully that analogy makes sense. So wouldn't you rather take aligned action than staying stuck and fearful? Because when you stay stuck and fearful, you stay small and safe. You're not able to expand and grow. And I would much rather see you take aligned action and take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and move one step at a time on the rungs of a ladder until you reach the top and you're in that job that fulfills you, that brings you balance, that brings you joy. Or you have a business that brings you balance and joy. Wouldn't you want that? I know I would. So when I work with clients, we set agreed upon goals and action steps to help them get to their end results. And they are asked to work on these goals and action steps each week. I give them a goals and action steps sheet that I complete with a main goal. Maybe it's to find a fulfilling job that brings them balance and joy. Or maybe it is to have a healthy work-life balance with their business. And so we come up with smaller goals and then action steps. So the big goal is to find a more fulfilling job or career for themselves. And one of the smaller goals would be to fix their resume. And then an action step would be to seek the support of a career counselor to help them to edit their resume. Another action step would be to write down all the things that they need to have in a job, or you would need to have in a job that you would have to have, and things that you must not have in a job. Then the action step would be to write that out, and whenever an idea comes for things that you have to have in a job, you would put it in that category, or you would put it in the category of things that you cannot have in a job. And it helps you to get clear on the type of job that you need to be looking for, or it'd be aligned with you. So just to give a little bit more about this, or share a little bit more about this. So when my clients, each week they come to me, I talk to them about whether their goals are working out. Have they accomplished those agreed upon goals? And if it's not a goal that they feel resonates with them, we don't work on it. I don't add it to the list. And each week I give them that list so they are held accountable to accomplishing those goals. And we also talk about goals that they partially accomplish and goals that they didn't accomplish at all. And we talk about why they were able to easily accomplish a goal, why they partially accomplished a goal, or why they didn't accomplish a goal at all. And sometimes when they didn't accomplish a goal, maybe it wasn't aligned with them. They found out that it didn't align with them, or they need to continue to work on that goal because sometimes it takes a while to build a habit, or they need to put more conscious effort into achieving that goal and take time out of their day to accomplish that goal, or take time out of their week to really focus on what they want to achieve and ultimately that big goal that they're trying to achieve in their work and life. And so how would it feel if you had someone holding you accountable? It would probably feel amazing because you have that support. It would probably help you to achieve your goals quicker in a quicker amount of time. And it would probably help you to feel less frustrated so that you wouldn't hit a brick wall. So say one of your goals is to work on your health, because health goes hand in hand with all of your life. And in order to be successful, you need to be thriving in your health as well. I firmly believe that. That's why I use a mind, body, spirit approach. And I'm going to be talking about that in a later episode, but it's a whole body approach. When there's one area of your life that is out of balance, other areas of your life are going to be out of balance. So say you want to exercise and your big goal is to exercise 5 days a week. You're not going to get there overnight, 5 days a week for 30 minutes. So you break it down into exercising 3 days a week for half an hour. And then if we talk about it during a session and you're a client of mine and that didn't work, I could ask you, okay, why didn't that work? And you might say, oh, because my kids needed my attention. My husband was going through a lot this week. I had long hours at work. I just didn't find the time. So then I would bump it down to 2 days a week of exercising for maybe 20 minutes, just so you can start to create momentum. And then after you exercise for 2 days a week for 20 minutes for several weeks, then we bump it up to 3 days a week for 20 minutes and bump it up even more. And then we add in a half an hour to each of those days. So another thing that I've noticed is a lot of times my clients have lack of confidence in themselves. So one of the things we work on is creating positive affirmations for themselves. And it all stems with how they feel in their workplace or in their business, if they're a business owner. And so that's one of the goals that we might work on. A big goal would be to build confidence in themselves in the workplace. And so a smaller goal would be to write a positive affirmation, and an action step would be to either write it down in a sticky note and place it in several places of their house, or type it out on the computer and place it in several places after printing it out. So that way you can see the positive affirmation and it can be a reminder to them or to you to have that confidence in yourself. And when you use positive affirmations, it changes your life. So those are just some things that goals can really help you with. And having a person like myself, a life coach, to hold you accountable is so important. Your family, your friends, your significant other, all those important people in your life can only hear so much of what you're going through. But me, it is my job to support you and help you to get you to where you want to be in the work you do and life you live, and find that balance, find that joy. And remember, as I said in the beginning, be happy with your beautiful life, and I can help you get there. To wrap it up and summarize, action and accountability go hand in hand. And it is so important. If you are feeling frustrated, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to someone like myself, a life coach, who can support you and has that roadmap to guide you. So in the show notes, I want you to click the link to book a free 20-minute clarity call with me. It's a Zoom call, and I can get to know you, get to know what your challenges are in your work and in your life, and see if one of my programs is a great fit for you to support you to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. And last, I also want to say, in the show notes, there's also a link so you can join my free community on Facebook. It's an amazing community with like-minded women who are going through similar work and life goals. And within this group, there's tips to help you find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. All you have to do is answer 3 questions after you click the link in the show notes. And I can't wait to see you and support you in that group. And that's all I've got today about action and accountability. And I just want you to know that you are not alone. I am here to support you in any way that I can. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me. So stay tuned for the next episode, which will be on August 31st. I cannot believe where the summer is going. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Life Now podcast. I hope you gain insight on steps you can take to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Let this podcast be a source of education, inspiration, and motivation for you as you take action on creating balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please share this with any women you know who are going through similar career or job struggles and might benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you'd like additional support, please reach out to me at mina@lovelifenowcoaching.com. Sending each and every one of you my love. Know that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes.